to do some live podcasting for you with my British accent. Maybe in this season, I will venture on into seeing how well my British accents will go on throughout the season.
Can you edit that out?
Rude. No, never.
No, never. How dare you say that about me?
I am lazy.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, know they're going to kill you. So at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. This is Gay to the Point.
I really don't remember our intro.
We're just two gay guys talking about everything and anything.
Or anyone, right?
Yeah, exactly. See, this is a good refresher for you. And a not so straight fashion. My name's Antonio.
My name is, what is it?
And we're back again, because it seems like you guys just can't get rid of us, because no one wants to listen to us, but yet we're still here.
I feel like, 1,000 people want to listen to us, or like 5 people want to listen to us 1,000 times.
Exactly. I thank you for all the listeners who's out there. We noticed, we looked at our statistics, 7% of you are from German, 5% of you are from Philippines, and the rest are from like all over the world. So we're pimping all over the world. This is season 3.
Yeah, I think that didn't we already do like a trial for season 3 before?
Yeah, but like that can be like archived. Or
didn't she say that like at Linkin Park uploaded like a new song that like, or it was a new song but they recorded it before.
Oh.
It was like lost.
Oh yeah, that can be lost footage. Like once we die.
Yeah, like everyone will write like, oh, why did you guys die?
Yeah.
And then like Beyond the Grave will release the previous re-release of season 3 episode 1.
Yeah,
alternative cut. Everyone will be like, oh my god.
Yeah. So all you fans and listeners out there, once we die, you better do the work and find our lost footage.
Find the archives. Maybe we could create a treasure map.
Ooh,
for our fans.
Ooh, that'd be so nice.
Yeah, pay us.
Yeah.
That sounds like it takes work. We need money
We need money. It's been 3 seasons and we still haven't paid for any of our equipment or any of the admin work that I specifically do.
And we haven't had any sponsors.
No, and we keep shouting out to everyone to sponsor us.
I mean, we don't tell them that we do that, so.
Yeah, but we tell them in the podcast, and hopefully they're going to listen to us.
Yeah, they're one of the 5 people.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're one of our fans, sponsor us. We're just came back from a week-long trip in Cancun, Mexico. Costa Mujeres.
I feel like you can't say Cancun without being like Cancun, like, you know, in the commercials for the like spring holiday trip or school student.
You mean spring break?
Accidental pregnancy day. Break. I don't know. That's why I just assume a lot of accidental pregnancies happen.
Oh, yeah, that's
spring
true.
Spring break in Cancun.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we were there for a week. We were there for our friend's wedding, and we tried to live the resort life, which for me personally, as you know, listeners out there, I'm all about the resort life. I'll paint you a picture. Every day there's 2 outfits, a beach like swim pool outfit and an evening attire for dinner. Imagine.
I feel like you actually
it.
Need to like call it like if you want to be really fancy, it's resort wear.
Oh.
Because there's like the resort season. That's like actually a season for fancy clothes.
Yeah, for summer.
If you were really rich.
Yeah. But as you know, we're not. So sponsor us. But yeah, how did you feel like the trip went? Like for Mexico? I know you. Is this your first time? Was it the first time in a resort?
Yeah, first time in like an all-inclusive like, it was like all expenses paid. It was like,
by us, we paid for it. It was so expensive.
It was my first time, yeah, in an all-inclusive, first time in Cancun, first time experiencing that, like, kind of like, I don't know, the like North American kind of like, oh my god, we're just gonna go to a resort in Mexico but not actually see Mexico live.
Yeah, it was it's very like White Lotus. But I thought, I was gonna question,
wait, was it? I don't know, I haven't seen White Lotus.
Oh my god. It won so many Emmys and nominations and Grammys and whatever.
Did it win a Grammy?
Yeah, for like
I know that part.
Yeah, I guess like for someone who's like a world traveler and someone who really likes to immerse themselves in like cultures, how did you feel like being away from culture because we were really secluded and the only culture that you had was servants?
I feel like if I talk about this, like, it's just going to bring down the mood.
No,
the
but mood. Let's bring it down. Let's bring it low.
Take it real low.
Take it low.
Show it got low.
This is fine. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. No, okay.
It's like, season three. We can get deep.
Yeah. Can we? Yeah, because you were trying to like us in season one.
And then season two is like, okay, we're tolerable. And then now we're like,
well, you do whatever you want. You love us. I don't know. I think, like, obviously, like, for me, it was actually, like, okay, I just look at it as an experience, because this is not something that I've ever done before.
Right.
But, like, and I feel like I had a couple of assumptions before going that I feel like were proven kind of correct in kind of a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because it's, like, I mean, it's nice. I feel like it's definitely very suited towards the like North American white people.
Yeah,
it's like it's very suited towards like white people in North America and like a certain demographic of them.
Southerners, Texan, North Caroliners, South Caroliners.
All the Caroliners, all West Caroliners, East Caroliners, Caroliners, Central Caroliners. that's the thing that I felt is just like that there was this very specific demographic, like it appeals to a certain amount, to a certain type of person, and just like the way that it's set up really is to shield you from all like discomfort. In a way, it's just supposed to make everything like easy for you, and like you don't have to think about things, or you don't have to worry about things. So like it's all about convenience, right?
Totally. You pay for convenience.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you want five different options of restaurants, like there's that. There's people cleaning your room. All like you don't have to worry about how much things are going to cost. You don't really have to worry about exchange rates. You don't have to worry about like learning another language.
Right.
You don't have to just learn at all. You can just relax.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I guess. But I feel like sometimes I guess that also tells me it's like, are white people really that stressed out, like, that they need, like, a moment to just, like, not?
Yeah, well, apparently I heard, like...
Are you that stressed out that you need a moment to not?
Well, I can't speak for white people because I'm not white people, but all I can say is that, like, I hear, this is just rumors going around, that supporting white supremacy is really taxing on the body.
I had a rumor started.
So I can understand then why they need like a whole week to just like relax and have a convenience.
Upholding white supremacy must be really tiring because white people are really inferior. So like keeping up this like facade that they're supreme when they're really like,
I know. And you know, that's why they need the vacay.
Yeah. You know, to take a break from being inadequate.
I'm sorry to all the white listeners out there, but you should probably know this by now. But anyway,
is this the thing that they're talking about like going the other way where people are white, racist against white people now?
Yeah, but there's no such thing as reverse racism.
Yeah.
That's a whole different topic. That
reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, we love reverse cowgirl,
but not or cowboy.
Yeah. Or cow person.
Or cow person. Just reverse cow.
Just reverse cow. Yeah, we love that. Coming back to, yeah, so you feel like this is experience about convenience. And then, so do you think that it was convenient for you?
No, well, no, because, like, I'd rather create my life to be as convenient as possible.
But didn't you create it because you paid for it?
Wait, what do you mean?
You paid for the all-inclusiveness, so you knew what you were getting yourself into.
No, I knew what I was getting myself into, but I was there more so because, like, I wouldn't choose that.
Oh, right. No, totally. Yeah.
Like, I was there because, like, my friends were getting married, and that's what I wanted to support. Not necessarily would I make the choice for myself to go to an all-inclusive. And that's, like, my point, though, is just, like, I would rather they make my life convenient the ways that, like,
the way that
I
you
can,
want it. Yeah, yeah.
The way that, and rather than pay somebody to make my life convenient, because no matter what, like, if you're not doing it yourself, trying to make your own life comfortable, if you're not trying to, like, I don't know, find ways to relax, like, it's never actually going to be the way that you wanted it to be. You're
no, totally.
Still going to have to, like, it's convenient, but you're still compromising.
Yeah, no, totally. You're just pretty much paying people to try to give you the convenience that you want, but maybe you're not doing the work yourself to do it.
Yeah. And I feel like that's the thing, is like, in to a degree, it's like, because, like, I'm Chinese and I'm all about value.
Oh, I thought you were Irish or Irish Catholic white. You said this in season 2. You don't even listen to our own podcast.
I don't know. Like, sometimes I have an identity crisis, okay? This season I'm Chinese.
Wow.
And I'm all about value.
Okay.
I feel like the thing is, like if you divide, say, for example, like, everything out, and, like, you're actually, like, there's probably a certain amount that you're paying for each restaurant,
right?
So if that ends up being like $30 or $40 or something like that, like, I can go to a restaurant here that I know I really like, that I actually care about, that, like, has, like, a good chef or good food or just a good ambiance, and, like, I'd rather choose that than just have somebody else choose for me for the sake of convenience. Which I feel like that's, like, the whole thing about, like, the resorts. It's like a whole package deal.
Yeah, you lose your choices.
Yeah, but then they, like, you pretend that they give you some, you know?
Well,
what,
yeah,
I mean?
Within their own, like, world of the resort and stuff.
Yeah.
The autonomy is that you can choose the options that they give you, but you can't choose the options outside of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you leave the resort. Which I thought you wanted to try to do.
I did, but we just didn't have time. Because there was actually supposed to be, like, a really nice square outside of the resort that, like, although, like, there's, like, a whole bunch of food stalls, and it was, like, really local and stuff like that. And I was like, I wanted to do that, but there was just no time, so.
Well, you missed out, because I went.
No, you didn't.
I went to a square.
You just, like, found a square.
Yeah, and I love circles and triangles.
How about parallelograms?
That's too hard to say, so I don't like that.
I was actually surprised that I was able to just, like, nail it.
I know you did.
How did you feel about it?
For the resort? Yeah, I mean, it was also my first experience of doing an all-inclusive kind of trip. I mean, I think I like it because, like, I love the grandeur and the service of it all. But at the same time, I don't think that I would do it again for a whole week. Because it just seemed,
got tired of it? I thought you would have loved it.
I felt like
because not gonna lie, sometimes I feel like you are trashy like white people.
I'm just trash, but not the white people. So don't put those words in my mouth. You put turkey in people's mouths.
Who said that?
Joey from Friends. Oh, girl,
yeah,
get the refs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get the refs. yeah, well, no, I actually felt like probably by, like, the fourth or fifth day, I was just like, well, it's just the same.
Bored?
Like, there's still stuff to do, but it's just, like, it's the same kind of monotonous things. It's like, you're going to the buffet in the morning, you go to the pool in the afternoon, then you take a little, like, siesta, and then, or you find, like, a drink or go to lunch at the buffet again, and then you go to dinner at a restaurant, and then you watch whatever entertainment that they offer you in the resort. And it's like you just
and
do
then
that.
You watch a horse. You watch a guy stand on a horse with a lasso.
Yeah, yeah. Which is like poor horse. We watched like this, like I guess was it like a cultural heritage show or something?
Was it?
I don't know.
And the resort's cultural heritage. Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of like I guess traditional Mexican dancing and like costumes and stuff like that. So very folklore, like Taylor Swift's album Folklore.
It was very that.
Yeah. Yeah, I just felt like it just, it's just monotonous. And like, I think that's why I felt like it was weird by the fifth day is like, yeah, even though they would like to offer you so many choices in the thing at the resort to do, there actually wasn't a lot. Because then by the, yeah, you can have done all of them by like the fourth and by 3 days. In 3 days, I feel like.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. And also it's just like, I don't necessarily feel like I ever have to go back.
Right.
Whereas I feel like that, and I feel like that's the difference, I feel like, between that kind of travel, like the resort thing, and just like how I travel. Like, to me, it's almost like the difference between vacation and travel. Like,
right.
Yeah, you're going there to like take a break, but like, there's so many cities that I would go to that I'm like, oh, I would definitely go back because there's still more for me to explore.
No, totally.
There's
totally
more to like develop there. Whereas like with the resort, you just go back and you're going to get the same thing.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what
no,
I mean?
I definitely wouldn't go back to either A, the same resort or whatever. Like I still wouldn't, like I don't think it would still be my choice to go to an all-inclusive again. But if it was an opportunity for like another like wedding,
if we had a sponsor from a resort.
If we had a sponsor to make us record in an all-inclusive resort, then yes.
Yeah, and we don't worry. We have no integrity. We just say, oh my God, this is so much fun. It's different every day.
Yeah.
There's so much culture here. That horse is being treated really well.
Yeah, so well. But I guess it's like in when I realized like in the resort life and like all-inclusive life, it's like, would you, I could see it, what worked at least for me this time around was because we had a good group of people that like we spend a lot of time with,
yeah,
and stuff. And I was gonna question for you, it's like, oh, is that something that like maybe you would question about if you had opportunity to go to another all-inclusive again? Like, is that something that, like, at least for me, I guess it's, I'm answering my own question.
I'll just leave now.
It's like, if someone were to offer to me, it's like, I would really have to, like, look at who's invited and see if it's, like, I can spend a whole week with these people because I feel like that is what is more important because then that's what you see all the time. Besides from the resort activities and resort stuff that you can do, it's like the people that you hang out with is like also constant. And if they're not a good group of people for a week, you could go crazy.
You just can't sleep. Yeah, no, I really do feel like that's the thing, is the most important part of like the trip and stuff like that was the company.
Totally.
And I feel like that's the thing, is like, no matter what kind of trip I do, no matter what kind of experience I have, if I'm just surrounded by good company, anything can be fun. And I think that, and also just like to a degree, we also like think about things like in a very similar way. So, you know, when you're saying that like, oh, it's very monotonous, or the things that you notice or the things that you point out, that like we also are aware of those things too.
Totally.
It's not like that I felt like there was like, well, that's actually why I was like kind of confused, because I thought that like out of everyone who would have enjoyed the resort the most, it would have been you.
Yeah, see, you don't know me that well. That's so rude.
Well, because like you're always like trying to live that bougie lifestyle.
Yeah.
On like,
for a moment,
on a server's wage.
Yeah, and I am, and I did it, and I'm doing it.
Are you? Are you though?
I am.
How the credit card bills look good.
Well, let's not talk about that. So if you want to sponsor me, you can sponsor by paying off my credit cards. So what was your favorite part of the resort?
So back to the highs. So, actually, I don't, honestly, though, to be like, my really favorite part of the wedding was just really hanging out with everyone. And also like when everyone was getting
vague
drunk.
Response.
No, but like when everyone was getting drunk at the end and we're just doing shots like back to back to back.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. That was like, yeah, the reception bar.
Yeah.
They were just like so crazy feeding us shots.
I know. But like, I mean, they've already paid for it. It was like an open bar and yeah. Like we had to make, oh, actually though, I do think that they were like open bar, but they still pay per drink.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it just ends up them footing the bill. But like the place that we should have done more of is like we should have eaten more at the buffet, because apparently they paid for up to 50 people, but there was like 39 people. So we're paying for 11 additional people. So if we didn't eat more, then like they're paying more. This is the Chinese person in me.
Oh, that's so weird.
But the bar, I think, is like, oh, they leave it open bar, but the bill goes to
them.
Like the tab is open kind of thing.
Right.
But either way, that was like still the fun part for me. And that's why I'm like, you know what? Like, I do feel like for Tony and Loki, their whole goal with the whole wedding was that everyone else have a really good time. Mm-hmm. And that like, just that like everyone gets the time to spend with each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, in that regard, I really feel like they accomplished it. And I really feel like that was like a really nice aspect of the wedding.
Totally.
But also coming from the value perspective and like when you're asking about like the resorts and stuff like that, I'm just like, what I walked away from it is just that like, I really feel like we should prioritize spending more time together mm-hmm. and making it happen for like these kinds of events, these kinds of traveling together, these kinds of whatever, because like for me, the resort wasn't worth it. Mm. But I will, to a degree, spend any amount of money if that means that I can hang around with my friends and have a good time. Like,
so in that case, does that make it worth it then?
Yes. Mm. I think that's the thing is like, and I just don't know whether or not like, you know, and I think that's the thing is like, it's easy to like, and what I liked about it is just that like, in a way, like we all committed to going there, doing this thing.
Right.
But then and we have such a good time and we enjoy each other and like, we get to reconnect and stuff like that. But then I feel like it's funny though, because like once we come back, we like if the offer comes out to like meet up or hang out or something like that, mm-hmm. we're just like, oh, I can't because of this or because of whatever. And I'm just like, but that costs so much less than $2,400 for us to hang out here, mm-hmm. for us to do these like little things of just spending time with each other.
Right.
And yet like, you know, the opportunity is there.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that's true. I mean, that is like a very like, I guess like West Coast Vancouver kind of vibe.
Yeah, there's always like, and I feel like it's also wintertime too, because like wintertime I feel like is the worst here, but like there's always reasons not to.
Right.
And I feel like that's the thing is like, I wish that people would just ignore those reasons more often. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true. I feel like that is fair. And I think like that is something also like maybe a lot of like people living in Vancouver need to do and stuff. But yeah, I would just say like in the end, it's like it is harder to relinquish those reasons sometimes.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation.
Also, like it's also just like we're here, so it's not as exciting to do it. And you know what I mean? You're not making it a big thing. But what was your favorite part of the wedding?
Oh.
Your own outfits.
Wearing heels that it broke my ankle.
Did you actually injure your ankle?
No, actually I injured it from like that tennis thing.
Oh shit, really?
Well, it was just like it got like, it was really sore. Like it was slightly swollen, but
I told you that we could stop.
No, but I wanted to play tennis because I was there I paid for it, so I need to use it.
And you have your goals. You want to be the next Bofnik.
Yeah, whatever tennis person. Yeah, no, I think actually for me, one of the best parts was the wedding. Like I thoroughly enjoyed the reception and hanging out and stuff. I guess like the one thing like I always find was like I'm just not into like dancing in
For a wedding. Yeah.
You know, like those cypher circles. It's like I want everyone to just dance.
Well, and that's the thing is I was just like, you know what the problem here, though, is just like, you know, if you like, because I also don't like the whole cypher thing because it seems like a showcase, like a performance.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you know what you need? Like, you need everyone on drugs or alcohol in a dark room that's very tiny.
Yeah. It was very spacious.
Yeah.
The reception.
And bright.
Yeah.
Like you can't. I feel like the thing is to create that kind of vibe where just everyone's dancing. Mm-hmm. You need it to be like so tight that you can't even have space to create.
No, totally. Totally. Yeah. Like at the club or in the dark room.
Yeah. In a dark room. Yeah. Everyone's dancing in a dark room.
Yeah, they are.
I'm just dancing in the dark room.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like seeing like Loki and.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I did. Especially, I don't know. Somehow I cried when Tony said things somehow. There was just like a weird emotional.
Oh, because you didn't listen to his like speech beforehand. Because so you got to listen to it first.
Yeah,
time.
Because I wanted. Really I wanted to. I wanted to wait for it because I knew. Yeah. I knew that like. I mean, I know Tony enough to know that like he's a very emotional person in the inside, and then when he does speak something, it's like very like heartwarming. Yeah. And then when I finally got to read his vows at the wedding,
you just like went up to him and like started reading.
No, no, no. When I heard hear his vows, and I was just like, oh man, like that's like just like you just feel like it's a genuine emotion coming out of him, and that's what made me tear up. And of course, like seeing Loki come down in a dress. Like, I mean, I've seen her wear the dress, but then just like, oh, this is like nice. Like, hopefully, like I'm just like wanting to hope that like, oh, she's feeling so happy right now because and stuff. But I guess a side note, one thing that I really kind of enjoyed was. Silent disco?
Tacos?
No, Silent Disco Nights? You weren't there.
No, I wasn't there. But was it really that good?
I thought, well, for me, I just never experienced something like that.
Did it tickle your contemporary sensibilities?
Kinda. Where it was, okay, for those who don't know, it was a Silent Disco Night where they had three DJs, but everyone was able to get like their own headphones. And then you can switch between the three DJs in your own headphones, so you can personally listen to your own music, and you can like pair up with the people around you to the same DJ and like dancing to the same music. But the funniest part was actually when you take off your headphones and you see all this like sea of people like trying to sing in different tunes because there's like listening to different kinds of DJs and
it's
stuff
so
like that. And it's just like there's no music, but you just hear like. I was like, I found that very like exhilarating.
Is it exhilarating? Like professionally, is this exhilarating? Like that you just want to do this again, like and save it as kind of like just the thing you enjoy, or do you want to turn this into a full length 1 hour and 1 hour and a half show?
Yeah, no, I'm
with intermission, two intermissions.
I'm writing a grant about it, so so can I Arts Council fund me?
We're now in our third season. Our podcast is like, it's like not even 3 years old. It's like 5 years old because we have some
production takes a long time. So yeah, like, we are very DIY, off the fringe, off the market, fresh off the boat, tilapia.
We're just so like, we're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really continue good. Listening to us, please. Yeah. Please. Yeah. But anyways, we're back again for season 3, and hopefully that, you know, you'll listen to more of us or not, but anyways, we're doing it. Yeah. So you
and share with your friends.
Yeah. Please.
Please.
Share. And with that, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
because
thank you.
Nothing is said or set or sand in stone. Oh.